Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Consultant, obstetrician and gynaecologist Professor Shane Higgins is with me in studio today from the National Maternity Hospital at Holles Street. Shane, good afternoon. Thanks
afternoon,
for joining
Andrea.
Us here again. 087 1400 106 WhatsApp number if you've questions for Shane. We're talking, I suppose, more specifically about C-sections and emergency C-sections, Shane, this afternoon. And really the things that people need to know in advance.
Yeah, look, I mean, we use different terms to describe cesarean sections, but essentially the surgery is the same almost all the time. There is a type of cesarean section called a classical, which occurs very, very rarely, most commonly in very premature deliveries. But for the most part, you have a what's called a lower uterine segment cesarean section. And the use of the term scheduled emergency refers more to the timing. So if you have a scheduled cesarean section, it's planned in advance. You might have it because you have a breech presentation. You might have it because you've had a previous cesarean section or previous surgery in your uterus. So you know well in advance. Emergencies are essentially the same surgery, but that they're not scheduled. You come in, you might be in labor, the baby's not tolerating labor well. You might have had a bleed. You might not be making progress. They're an emergency cesarean section. And they're the same surgery, but the reality is there's no real preparation for those. They happen on the day when something doesn't go quite according to plan and you're taken to theatre. For the elective cesarean sections, there's an opportunity for the patient to prepare by way of fasting. We now have a policy of enhanced recovery after cesarean where they can drink overnight, have some apple juice the morning of the cesarean section to enable their recovery to happen more streamlined, more easily. So, but essentially, boils down to the same surgery.
Which happens more frequently, the emergency or the elective?
It's almost probably half and half now at this point in time. You see, our practices have changed over the years for a host of different reasons. So we induce far more patients now than we used to. We induce more patients now, in fact, than actually go into labour spontaneously. And with that induction, with inducing patients, we know that the cesarean section rate is higher. They would all be emergency cesarean sections. So we are seeing a shift, but we're seeing more cesarean sections. The cesarean section rate is rising globally, but in Ireland also, our cesarean section rate is nearly 40%. So 4 in 10 babies in our hospital are indeed born by cesarean section. And that's one of the lowest cesarean section rates in the country.
Yeah, but some of those will be elective and some of those will
be emergency. That's all of them together.
Yeah. How quickly is the baby delivered after a cesarean?
Well, from the point at which you make an incision in the skin, the delivery of the baby is usually 5 to 7 minutes after that.
It's very quick.
It is, yeah. It is. The easy bit or the more straightforward or faster bit is getting to the baby and delivering it. Sometimes you would do it more quickly than that if you felt there was a really emergency situation in play. And then the rest of the time, the other 30 minutes or so is closing the uterus, closing the layers of the abdomen, obviously before you close the uterus, delivering the placenta, membranes, etc.
And presumably the pain management, pain medication, like if it's an emergency cesarean, does that come in? Is there time for that to come into it?
Yeah, so we would attempt to do as much or as many cesarean sections under a regional anaesthetic, whether it's a spinal anaesthetic for elective cesarean sections, which is a very good anaesthetic that gives you a uniform block pretty much from the breast down. Epidurals are slightly different. They do, if they work properly, they give you exactly the same effect. So if somebody's in labour and there's time to top up their epidural before they have the cesarean section, we'll do it under that. Otherwise, if there's time, we'll give them a spinal. But if there's no time at all, then that's the very few number of patients who go to sleep with a general anaesthetic.
Is there time to explain to the parents what's happening in the event of an emergency?
Absolutely. There's always time to explain to the patients. And it's imperative that you explain to the patients what's happening. They need to be in. You can't do surgery on somebody without their informed consent. So you have to take that. It could be half a minute, a minute, 5 minutes if you have the time, you explain it. Even the emergency cesarean sections, often there's a knowledge in advance that this is the direction we're heading in. You plant the seed, you explain to them what's going to happen. But in order to be able to take the patient from the delivery suite to theatre, you need their informed consent.
And is this discussed in the appointments or the meetings that you have? with the clinician in advance? Or?
Well, yeah, I suppose not really, maybe as much as it should. I mean, if somebody's having a cesarean section for a breech presentation where the baby's coming bum first, there's plenty of time to have those conversations in the weeks leading up to the delivery. The emergency situation, I mean, some patients don't really want to go down that road because they're really desperately keen to have a vaginal birth and they don't really want to entertain almost the idea of having a cesarean section. I think most patients are aware, but on the day, there has to be that opportunity taken to speak to them.
When there's quite a few texts coming in, Shane, and I want to get to those as well. It's 087 1400 106 is the number. But when the decision is made during the delivery to opt for a cesarean section, or maybe that has to happen,
yeah,
how much kind of panic is there in the room when that happens? Because I've heard anecdotally from friends over the years about, you know, what there kind of being this big moment of panic.
There's no panic. Sometimes patients might feel like there's an air of panic in the room. There's perhaps more controlled chaos, is perhaps a better way to describe it. Everyone in the room knows their role. Everyone is making the appropriate calls. Theatre in our hospital is on a different floor. We have to inform theatre that we're coming. We have to ensure there's an actual theatre available, the anaesthetic team, the neonatal team, if the baby might need some resuscitation. So there's a lot of different people involved in the planning and the carrying out of a cesarean section and the management of the baby and the care provided to the baby. So all of that is taking place, but everyone knows their role. There's no panic at all amongst the staff. So it might appear a little bit like it's not.
Well, let me put this listener's text to you, right? Their question is, I've heard that a red button is pushed and people swarm into the room when it's an emergency section. Is that true?
No, I think the red button that the patient, that your listener might be referring to, is the nurse call button, which would be in the rooms. And it's a button that can be pressed by the patient or a member of staff to immediately call attention into the room. And that's to expedite whatever is taking place. It's to ensure that it happens in a timely fashion. It's not a panic button. It is, unfortunately, it is red.
So, yeah, right, there
one
you go.
Might get the impression.
Right, 087 1400 106. When it comes to induction, how likely is a C-section to occur?
Okay, so if you're pregnant for the first time and you're induced, your cesarean section risk is about 45%. If you're somebody who has delivered vaginally before and you're having an induction, then your risk of cesarean section is about 10%. So it's higher than it would be if you went into labour by yourself. Sometimes the need to be induced is there and very obvious. But it's something that patients should, if they can, avoid, because it's not exactly a particularly pleasant experience. So going into labour by yourself is not only a more pleasant experience, but associated with the best opportunity to have a vaginal birth.
Please ask Shane, I'm having my second baby in November. My first baby was delivered by emergency C-section. So I'm now looking to have a planned section this time round. What can I expect from the planned section? And actually, how will my day look?
So your day, so what you can expect from the plan in terms of the surgery, as I said, it's exactly the same. I suppose it's emergencies, even though there's no panic involved, they're rushed. There's an emergent situation. Whereas with an elective cesarean section, you arrive in the hospital. I'll tell you what happened in our hospital. You arrive at about 7:30 in the morning if you're having a morning section, a little bit later if your section is planned for the afternoon. You are admitted. You might have some bloods done. You're seen by the anaesthetic team, the midwife, the obstetrician. You have your consent form signed. And then when it's the time to be called to theatre, you're with your partner during this phase of the experience. And then when you're called to theatre, you're separated for maybe 15, 20 minutes where you would walk into theatre. You get a drip put in the back of your hand. You get your spinal anaesthetic put in. Then when the block is starting to be effective, you get a catheter in your bladder. You're painted and draped. Then your partner comes in once we start the cesarean section and is there for the delivery of the baby.
And it's kind of blocked off, isn't it, with a screen?
Yeah, so there's a drape that obscures the view of the actual surgical field. But we tend to drop the drape, and some patients want to drop it so that they can actually see the baby emerging from the tummy. Some patients just want to drop it enough so that they can have the baby shown to them after it's born. Because we delay cord clamping at cesarean sections now, where when the baby's born, we allow it to remain connected to the placenta so that it continues to get that oxygen and nutrients whilst the placenta is still attached to the wall of the uterus. So it's a benefit to the baby. We do it at all births, vaginal or cesarean section. So it means we can't really hold the baby too high because it's connected to the cord still.
Just maybe we'll do a quick fly through some of these questions here. Is the recovery time the same for an emergency section as it is for a planned section?
Yes, except for that maybe first 48 hours. Because remember, if it's an emergency caesarean section, you've been through a labour, it hasn't worked out the way you've expected or your caregivers have expected and you end up with a caesarean section, it's been a little bit more arduous and difficult on the body. So it can take an extra day.
An extra day. Can partners be present? Are they usually present? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they are. Is the mum, will I usually be awake during the procedure?
Almost all the caesarean sections done in our hospital are done under a regional anaesthetic. So yes, you're awake.
You're awake. Many mums talk about feeling shocked or disappointed when their birth plan changes quite suddenly. Is that a common reaction?
No, I think less and less. And I would always encourage patients not to have too prescriptive a birth plan because you will be disappointed. If you have a list of do's and don'ts and wants and don't wants, you're going to be disappointed. So if what you want is a healthy mom, healthy baby, as natural a process as possible, that's what every maternity in the hospital in the country is hoping to give you. But it doesn't always work out that way.
No. Okay. All right. Well, listen, we'll leave it there for the moment. If you want to listen back to any of our maternity and fertility conversations with Professor Shane Higgins, consultant, obstetrician and gynaecologist at the National Maternity Hospital. They're all available. They're on the Go Loud app. You can simply subscribe there to Lunchtime Live. Shane, thanks a million for joining us in the programme. Email lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.